Federal agents are working tonight to get to the bottom of a rash of bombs up and down the East Coast. The targets are mainly prominent Democrats as well as CNN, and locations range from New York to Florida. Amna Nawaz begins our coverage.
After a string of explosive devices were sent to two former Democratic presidents, senior officials, and a high-profile party donor, President Trump today pledged action. He promised the full resources of the government to bring to justice those responsible for what he called despicable acts.
In these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America.
Authorities say they were able to safely remove or detonate the devices sent in packages targeting some of the biggest names in the Democratic Party. The discoveries unfolded at a dizzying pace. Earlier this week, a suspicious package was found in the mailbox at the compound of billionaire George Soros in Bedford, New York. Last night, a similar package was found headed to the home of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Chappaqua, New York. Early this morning, another one, this time sent to the Washington, D.C. home of former President Barack Obama. A few hours later, a package addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan sent to the CNN office in New York City. That package triggered an alarm to evacuate the building.
Excuse me, that sounds like a fire alarm here. We'll keep you posted on that. But to have
forcing journalists to continue reporting from the streets outside their building.
Shelter in place.
ABC News later tweeted a photo of what it said was the bomb sent to CNN, recovered by the New York Police Department. Authorities say all of the packages contained a pipe bomb, and they suspect the same person or people could be behind the attacks. An NYPD official and New York's governor briefed the public.
It appears that an individual or individual sent out multiple similar packages.
There is a number of devices, and there's a pattern, apparently, to the number of devices. We wouldn't be at all surprised if more devices show up.
This afternoon, the South Florida offices of Congresswoman and former Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz were evacuated after a suspicious package arrived addressed to former Attorney General Eric Holder. Another suspicious package addressed to Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California was intercepted at a Maryland mail facility. Republican leaders quickly sent out messages condemning the attacks.